Hello, hello. Welcome back, everybody, to episode 11 of 615 Guys, the number one podcast recorded on a ping pong table. We got all the guys here today. I'm Jackson. Got Sean here.
What's up?
At Connor.
Hello, hello.
Mr. Denton Dyson.
Hola.
And a new guest we got here for y'all today. One of our closer friends, and he hasn't been on the pod yet. It's Mr. Bryce Fuller. Bryce, welcome to the pod.
Howdy. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
He always rejects us, and finally today,
he decided he wasn't cool. That's not true.
To reject us.
Okay. You asked me like 6 months ago, like twice, and one time I had homework, and the other time I was taking a nap. So it's just
That's great excuses,
yeah.
Right?
Homework.
There.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Mister.
She sounds hideous.
Okay, you're supposed to be here at 8:30, and it's like 9:15.
I told y'all I was coming at 9.
And you went to go get ice cream, and you should have brought us some. That was the deal.
In my name, like entitled to me, I have $5.50. That's it.
So you spent the $5 on yourself.
Is that
no?
How much did you have
self-
before?
No. Okay, I had $10.50, and I bought myself.
You're
a
telling
blizzard.
Me. That small blizzard was $5.50.
I have the receipt. I'll go get it. I have
that
it.
Small blizzard was
it's a medium.
$5.15. That is not a medium.
I'll go get the receipt.
They are.
You should have just got a mini.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, who gets mini
can
blizzards?
Can I have the extra small?
No.
Save
that's,
money.
That's like whenever like your mom was like, all right, we're going to go out and get ice cream, guys. Yeah. And she's like, can I have the smallest
can
portion
I have
of
the
ice-
mini, 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 M&M mini?
By the end of it, it's just like two bites, and it's...
Yeah, that's like getting like,
two
like the two-piece cheese sticks at Sonic. Like, what? Like, okay, just get one.
So today is June 15th,
woo!
2021.
June 15th.
Which means that if you read it, for you not as smart folks who haven't picked up on that yet, if you read, like Denton here, he's trying to figure it out. If you write down the date, it spells out as 6:15. And 6:15.
Oh, that's the time of day. It's 15 minutes
good
after
job,
6.
Denton.
Yes, but it also means for our 615 guys, the
okay.
number one podcast.
It's literally our day.
Okay.
Record on a
it is
day.
Our day.
So 6:15.
Yes.
Will officially be June 15th will officially be 615
yes.
Guys Day. It's a national holiday.
Let it be known.
So it's like
yes.
it's gonna be up there with your Thanksgivings and Christmases one day. Just
yes.
Maybe we need to figure out like a mythical character.
A character
that like
a mythical the animal cracker.
Like you're gonna create your own?
Like, yeah, you know like how Santa, you have the Easter Bunny, there's gonna be
those are real. disclaimer, those are real.
I thought you meant like a unicorn. Like
that's exactly what I was thinking.
maybe there's something that's
yeah.
Making
you
me
said
think
let's make
unicorn.
Up a character, and then you said three real.
Maybe it's just like a maybe it's just like a microphone with eyeballs and legs and arms.
I think it should be an animal cracker since
it doesn't seem very mythical though. It just seems like
that's pretty mythical in my opinion.
Animal crackers or
what? A microphone? That's
a microphone.
Boring.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. A microphone.
Well, I like
wow.
I think it's a microphone. Oh, wow.
What's he going to do? Like, you know, like the Easter Bunny gives you chocolate and Santa brings you presents. So what's...
He's very talkative.
He's going to bring you what? Laughter?
Yeah, pretty much. He tells
like,
jokes.
Like we bring people laughter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just lights up the mood.
Wait. Wouldn't a microphone just listen? Like, I mean.
That's true. They don't talk
microphones
back.
Don't talk.
You know what? I don't know. I'm going to put that out there.
We'll figure it out. So this time next year, there will be either a animal cracker or a talking microphone. That's
gotta be the frosted ones.
That's going to be going around and doing something. We don't know what yet. It may give you chocolate. May give you presents. May.
It'll host interviews.
That's very true. Yeah. You know, one person that we need to get on the pod maybe needs to meet the mythical microphone.
Who?
Mr. Logan Paul.
Oh, Logan Paul.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because he's the greatest fighter, boxer,
of all time.
Yeah,
by far. I mean, look at his record. What is he, 0-2? I mean, that's pretty phenomenal.
He's like 0-2-1.
He beat Mayweather.
He did make him retire.
Joke.
Even though he...
0-2-1. I forgot about the tie.
Yeah,
he hugged him
he
to death.
He did tie the first
I forgot about the tie. You're right.
Yeah.
Did any of us actually spend money to watch that fight? Or did
I watched it on my phone.
We all watched it together.
We did watch it on TikTok.
It was like me, Jackson, and Bryce Kelly. We all three had the fight, and it would buffer
pause.
On one
yeah.
of it, and we'd run to the other person's phone and watch it. That's how we did it. Pirating fights, what we do here. 2021.
We don't sport it, but
We'll see what happened was we paid for the Jake Paul and what's the guy's name?
Ben Askren.
Ben Askren's fight. Well, yeah, it lasted for about five seconds.
It was horrible, yeah.
That whole thing lasted like 5 hours. But
yeah, it was dumb.
It was the worst pregame show.
They brought in like 80s rappers.
Well, the slap fight was the best part.
Yeah, that's true.
We talked about that on one episode. I don't know what you had.
What's his face in the background? It was just like
Pete Davidson.
Yeah, Pete Davidson.
Yeah,
the entire time.
Yeah, Floyd. I mean, Floyd proved he's the best boxer ever.
The fact that he's that old,
maybe,
and
he's already proved it.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I mean, he's already proved it. Yeah, but like
with a YouTuber,
the fact that he still has it. Now, I know like Paul isn't like
he's 44.
I know Paul isn't like your top notch boxer now. Like obviously,
but I mean, he's a foot taller than Floyd.
He's still a huge guy.
Yeah.
And he made him look silly. And then, did any of y'all listen to his newest podcast after?
I listened to a little bit of it.
He was just like, dude, he was so fast that, like, he would hit him sometimes, and he didn't even know he got hit. Like, he was so fast. It just,
yeah, and I mean, he's 44, which is crazy. I mean, that'd be like if you tried to fight your dad, and he just dodged every single punch.
He had to be, like, super nervous, though.
He had nothing to be nervous about.
Floyd?
Yeah.
No, not Floyd. I'm talking about Logan.
Oh, obviously. If you're not nervous, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah. Imagine you're fighting the best boxer ever, and you're just some, like, mediocre, halfway athletic guy.
You're 0-1
on
your career.
Been a YouTuber all their life. Yeah.
Was it Nate Robinson that knocked him out?
He didn't knock him out. He just
Jake Paul knocked out Nate Robinson.
Somebody knocked KSI out. KSI knocked him out, he fought KSI,
but they didn't knock each other out.
It was just a decision.
Okay.
Jake needs to fight Logan. They need to build that up. Like, if any of y'all watched them back in the day, they had their little music video feud. They need to do that boxing. I mean, I'd watch that, seriously.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Well, yeah, Jake would win.
But
yeah, I feel like Jake would win.
Jake would definitely win. I've heard them talk about this on YouTube, and they said they wouldn't do it because it would, like, divide them. And they don't want to do that for their relationship. Yeah.
You don't want to have beef with your brother. The first beef with them is fake. I mean, they could just do that again.
Friendly competition.
But that's
I'd fight my brother for $20 million.
Yeah. Well, the fact is they already have $20 million. They don't need the $20 million.
Well, you can make $100 million.
They're both living in multi-million dollar mansions. So, I mean,
yeah.
So is Floyd, and he did the fight.
Yeah, well, that's a great question. Why did
he do it? Just for
Logan. I think the main reason he did it was just to prove to our generation how he is the greatest boxer.
Well,
I think we'll that, that, but like,
Logan. I mean, I think he just likes boxing.
Yeah,
he enjoys getting beat up.
I mean, it was a free, he made $5 million guaranteed off the fight.
No, he did say something in the interview afterwards.
Yeah, he was like, it's just all about money.
Yeah,
that's what he always says.
Well, he said you got to feed Mayweather. Your kids somehow.
His name's literally Floyd Money Mayweather. So,
yeah,
man.
Feed your kids, Floyd. Yeah, diamond carrot rings. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to feed my kids with my $100 million house.
Imagine, like, what do they eat on a daily basis, you think, his kids?
I don't know, they're probably a private chef. I mean,
yeah,
they probably have filet mignons for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
They eat knuckle sandwiches.
So how many kids does he even have?
He has five children.
Five kids?
Wow, how'd you know that?
Well,
Wikipedia.
I looked it up. Google, actually, sponsor us.
Google's gonna sponsor us.
Yeah, I mean, why not? It's our day.
It's like, wait, what are those little Google?
Oh yeah, like
you guys have kids because like NBA YoungBoy dates his daughter.
What?
Yeah, NBA YoungBoy has a kid with Floyd's daughter.
Yeah.
Really?
You know how scary that would be?
Yeah.
Best boxer of all time. I'm having a kid with your daughter. I'm just this little rapper.
That's weird.
I mean, yeah, but. That would be very intimidating.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, I would leave. I'd play child support, but I'd leave.
Yeah, they were engaged. Wait, I knew her name looked familiar.
Do what?
How old is YoungBoy?
He's 20.
Yeah. But he has like 10 children.
She's 21.
How many kids does he have?
Like 12.
Yeah, it's
12
insane.
At 12 at 21? That's impressive.
He's 21.
He's 21 and has how many kids?
How many baby mamas does NBA YoungBoy have?
That's like one of
It says two. Yeah, whatever. two today, baby.
Let's say, he had, I remember when he first.
You know it's a lot when there's the show more arrow. There's at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's at least 7. And he's 21.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
He's averaging a kid every 3 years of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good math. Maybe.
Yeah. That's why we bring you on, Bryce.
Yeah.
Bryce is our math guy.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I hate math.
Most people do.
Yep. Yeah. Math is terrible.
I'm so glad it's summer. By the way, summer takeover, 615
Big
guys.
Oh, math. Yeah. Free Cal is making me do homework over summer. I just wanted to put that out there. That's
Wait,
ridiculous.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
How can they make you do homework over summer?
Not
Free
Cal, stats.
Yeah, no, I already had to do it.
Yeah, it's stupid.
See, I'll the only homework that I'm having to do is my mom's making me do
no way.
Word searches.
Yep.
Oh, are you serious?
This, like, ACT, this is for like ACT stuff.
Yeah.
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 Oh my God.
ACT.
You only have to do chapter one, Bryce. I had to do chapters one and two, and by that I mean Reese did. Shout out Reese.
See, the ACT, if you're listening, it's the dumbest test ever.
Yeah.
Let's just cancel the ACT. I feel like it doesn't do anybody any good.
Just look at the GPA.
It's just so quick. Like, no other test you take ever is that, like, time crunch. Because even when you take AP tests, you get, like, the necessary
You're sitting there
amount
for, like, 30 minutes
yeah, like,
after
have
AP test.
Three
but,
hours.
Like, what has the ACT done for anybody?
Stressed them out.
Scholarship money?
Yes, but,
I mean, yeah, but it's, like...
What
name... Doesn't prove anything.
And what situation
you know
in the classroom
on the top,
are they
you know on
giving
the top...
me an essay and 10 questions and saying, read this in, like, 6 minutes or whatever the time is?
Like, do you know on the top of your head... what Bryce Hall's ACT score was?
No.
It was a 23.
Really?
Look it up if you're right.
Hold up. Why did you
Bryce
say
Hall's
Bryce Hall?
It's got to be lower.
Well, I was thinking of, like, we were talking about fighting earlier.
Well, he
lives
in Cali, so he probably took the SAT.
If you're a YouTuber and you have a 23, you did something wrong with your life. I mean, I guess it worked out if it was him, but.
Yeah, he probably took that SAT because the ACT, it's like a regional thing, the test.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's not from California.
Well, no, it's not like a region. Well, I mean, some places just do one more than the other. Like you can
but I mean, like the South does the ACT, like as their primary thing, and then the Northern and Western places do the SAT.
Anyways, did y'all see Bryce Hall get pounded in the fight?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah,
okay.
He got whooped.
He got whooped in that one video, but I watched the whole thing, and they were going at it back and forth, like.
Yeah, well, if
until,
you go back and forth and then you get KO'd, you still got KO'd.
Well, yeah, but, like, it was pretty even until that point.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, the fact... What he said after the fight was just the funniest part of the whole thing. Because he was, like, before the fight, he was like, I'm going to knock him out. I am the greatest boxer or fighter of all time. I've never lost a fight. I claim myself as a huge fighter.
Won 40 street fights in a row.
Yeah, I've won 40... I've been in over 40 street fights. Never lost one, by the way. He gets knocked out, and he's just like, I've never claimed to be a fighter. I'm not any sort of fighter.
Wait, he lost to Bradley Martin. Did y'all see that?
Okay, well, that doesn't count.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
He's like a
Bradley
fighter.
Martin would have to walk in sideways into our studio. He wouldn't be able to walk in straight.
There's accusations that the guy that knocked him out cheated, but I haven't read into it.
Well, they were, like, throwing hands at each other even when they were hugging.
I'll see if I can find it.
No, but, like, I don't know. I watched it, and they were, like, cheap shots.
I mean, you can do it. Like,
he was, like,
to,
wrestling.
I don't think you have to protect yourself still. Like, they, like if you'll see him, and they'll, like, hit,
also not
hit each other on, like, the side.
Well, that's kind of, like, on the, what's it called, the ref, wouldn't you think? Because shouldn't they, like, break up hugs as soon as they happen?
Well, the ref was doing his job, but they would, like, hug each other and, like, hit each other from the side. I don't know.
You can, like, I think
what's
you can actually.
I don't know the rules of boxing.
I don't either.
I've seen
professional, like, actual boxers do it.
I just know you're sitting there and you're just going after each other.
You just can't hit them in the back of the head.
Logan
or below the waist.
Yeah, or below the waist.
Yeah.
That's how Logan Paul lost to KSI.
What?
He got points deducted because he hit KSI in the back of the head.
Well, no, KSI was down and he hit him.
Or that. I heard it was something about him cheating.
The new art of boxing is just way different than what it used to be back in the day. Like, back in Mayweather's prime and now?
Are you talking about, like, Mike Tyson biting off an ear?
Yes. imagine you're watching a fight now, and you see some guy get his ear chopped off. His whole ear.
Evander Holyfield.
We asked Jody, you remember? That was one of Jody's questions.
His son was running back at Georgia.
Who?
The guy who got his ear bit off by Mike Tyson, his son... was a running back for Georgia like 2 years ago when it was Swift.
Actually played or just
yeah it was Holyfield, Swift, and
I remember that now
Michelle. It was all three of them.
What if the kid had like half
an ear? Half
an
ear.
Like
genetics.
That'd be awful.
That'd be funny.
But, like, that wouldn't be able to... How would that happen now?
What do you mean? How would that happen?
Like, probably, like, disqualification.
I mean it'd be in, like, a UFC fight.
I think they disqualified.
He immediately got disqualified.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
But, like, I've never, like, looked at an ear and just be like, yeah.
Yeah, you know
well,
what?
He was, well, that he was chasing for your life. Yeah, I think he was losing.
He was.
So he tried to bite it off once,
yes. And it didn't work.
So he decided, I'm just going to end this right now. And
was it, like, a big chunk of the ear or just, like, a little part? Like,
it's a lot.
Yeah.
Did he ever get,
imagine,
like,
biting into an ear and now you just have an ear in your mouth. And you're
spit it out. Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't that much, but it was still his ear. So,
it was, I mean, like, the tip of it, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, either way, having an ear in your mouth is disgusting.
Tyson Fury licked Deontay Wilder's blood.
Yeah, it's not that. It's just the little outside part.
Which,
like, it's
still
not
a lot.
You're
any
still
part of your ear
eating
gone.
Someone's
oh, yeah, it's barely
ear.
Anything.
I mean, if
all right, China, bite your ear that
if
much.
If you weren't looking for it, you wouldn't be able to see it. However...
Looks like you can see it pretty good.
I mean, you can see it pretty good from the picture because it's focused on that, obviously.
It looks goofy.
You just get it bitten off.
Did a grown man.
So did Holyfield, did they fight more than once?
That was the second time they fought. Holyfield won the first time, too.
Huh. So Holyfield is way better than Mike Tyson, what we're hearing. But just Tyson just has better ears, so we're, and teeth, I guess, stronger teeth. Do you feel like you could bite through an ear?
I mean, like,
yeah,
I wouldn't do it by choice. Like,
in the moment,
if it's like a
Okay. Tyson won the first fight.
Physically, can I or like mentally, can I?
Like, both, I guess. Like,
mentally no. Absolutely not. Yeah. Physically, obviously.
Well, yeah,
just a little bit of tissue, especially that much.
Yeah,
that's just like the outside.
Tyson won the first match by technical knockout. It was like controversial, so they immediately signed to fight again. And then Tyson was like, "I guess I'll bite his ear off."
What was what's the nastiest thing y'all have ever eaten? Like, weirdest, nastiest thing.
When I was like,
probably my boogers.
When I was like four, I took a tick off of my dog. And
you ate a tick? Oh my God.
I didn't know any better. Like, I just took
what
it off my
you
dog.
You don't know any better.
I was like four.
You took a bug off your dog and ate it.
Again, I was like four, okay? I also like, stuck my mom's keys in an outlet. Okay, like, I didn't know what I was doing. I was doing stuff.
I'd probably say squash. Squash is pretty nasty.
Okay.
But that's
pretty mild.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, because we go from
ticks to squash.
Boogers, ticks to squash.
Yep. Child's been protected. Because
I remember one time I had squash, and I threw up all over the rest of my food.
Yeah, such a hard childhood. Fuller's out here scavenging for ticks. I was like, yes, I found one, yes. I get to eat today.
And then freaking Sean's over here just, ew, squash.
Squash! Squash isn't even that bad.
No, squash is good. I like squash.
I like it.
I like the name. Squash.
I would say, at least the weirdest thing that I've ever eaten, and I actually got Connor to try this the other day. Last weekend, we were in Georgia, and they had it. I've had it twice in my life. He had it for the first time the other day.
Was it like goat eyes or something?
Cow tongue.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Like, it was a cow tongue sandwich.
What it tastes like?
Disgusting.
Tongue.
It tasted like ham.
Have y'all ever had a chicken heart?
No, but I've had a chicken liver.
Oh my God. So bad.
I had a chicken liver that same day.
Cannibal.
Huh?
You're weird for that. Might as well just eat the chicken. Just a live one. If you're going to eat
chicken,
its heart.
I've had chicken legs.
I mean, it's like cooked. Yeah, like, they cook its heart.
Yeah, that's so gross.
Do they like deep fry it? Or like,
I mean,
what do they do?
I don't remember. I think,
deep fry
I
it.
Deep fry a heart.
It's like a...
Jerry, you got that chicken
what's
heart?
What's that Brazilian steakhouse in...
The goat.
No, it's in Nashville. That's not Brazilian at all.
I didn't mean to say the goat.
The one where they come around and like, do you want this? And you're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. You know what I'm talking
about? It's like a $50 buffet, but it's like all you can eat.
Yeah,
like
they just keep coming around.
Yeah.
Delta Sky.
Like, one of them, they're like, do you want a
chicken
heart?
Jimmy, you want this chicken toe?
Like, the guy's just carrying about around a bunch of little, like, itty-bitty little, like, ball-looking things, and like, you want a chicken heart? And I'm like, that's disgusting. Put it down there.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Put it on there.
Can you eat somebody's eye? Like, I'm not, like...
If you can eat their heart, probably.
You think,
Jimmy, you got that chicken eye?
You think any body part of, like, an animal is, like...
I mean,
yeah, just fry it.
People, they like serve fish with eyes in it still.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't eat the eye.
Yes, you do.
You eat the eye?
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. So you've eaten an eye
squash.
Before.
No, I haven't. I'm saying,
you should have said squash.
Fish eye. Yeah, you went from squash.
You can eat fish eyes. Fish eye.
No, I haven't. I'm just saying you can, because it obviously comes in the food.
Okay, well, if there's a bone in the chicken, you don't eat the bone.
Yeah.
It comes in the food.
That's a little different,
though. It came in it.
You don't eat the tail of the shrimp.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Well, why would you eat the tail of a shrimp?
It's not good for you to eat. You can.
It doesn't bother you at all.
You don't eat the stem of a pineapple.
You don't?
It's because it's not edible.
Or an apple.
What logic was that? It's because it's not edible. We're neither any of these other things.
Yeah. Shrimp is.
Neither.
I really don't.
You could eat the stem of a pineapple.
No, you can.
Yeah, but I guess the difference is those are like naturally in there. Like they're like cooking.
I swear.
I don't think it's serving it to you.
Look it up.
I guarantee you, if
you don't eat an apple and you're like, let me cook this apple and like make it to where you can eat all of it and then not be able to eat.
If they were poisonous, it'd say on the label like, warning, poisonous.
The stem is poisonous. I swear.
All right. Toxic and poisonous are not the same thing.
But like it's the same. You still can't eat it.
The scarum of a pineapple plant is not considered poisonous, while the entire fruit is considered non-toxic.
The stem, like the green
However,
stem.
An unripe pineapple thorn can have toxic effects.
The stem,
aka. No,
basically, not the outside, like the.
I just read it.
The green part of a pineapple is not edible.
False.
You can eat it, but don't
die. Okay.
If it's unripe, the leaves and thorns at the top can have toxic effects. They just irritate your skin.
So like your poison ivy.
Yeah, poison ivy
everywhere.
Yes. Can the core of a tropical fruit really be eaten? The answer, resounding yes. However, the core is harder and more fibrous.
I don't know what this word is.
Than the actual pineapple flesh.
I've heard people that have like eaten apple cores.
Yeah.
Like that's not that outrageous.
And they died.
Wouldn't that be like eating a
steak, to the core.
There you have it. Kong doesn't get to the core.
You gotta think, an apple, there's a lot of food in an apple.
I know exactly what you mean.
Like, I can eat like
it's
half
so
an apple.
Filling.
And then
that's
it's just
that's
like,
why you like,
what
you
I
like, meant by I never
yeah.
get to
yeah.
the
core.
You
first that. Layer around, and then you're like,
man.
I'm full.
Man, man, that's an apple. That sure is an apple. Yeah, that's why I like apple slices. They're better. I swear it tastes better.
They do.
Just like chips taste better in the big bag, and you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Apple slices.
They're like
apple
juice.
Slices.
They're like juicy.
Like McDonald's apple slices.
McDonald's.
I remember when they had cuties. Remember when they had cuties?
They're different.
Cuties are gas.
I love
McDonald's. McDonald's used to give them out, and so like you could get apples or cuties.
I didn't know that.
Their apples are smacked though.
So do you go there now?
I don't get them
like
regularly.
Apple slices?
No.
Happy Meal?
No, I don't get them regularly. No.
We should go try after this some apple slices from.
Well,
McDonald's.
I'm broke as a. As
yep,
I mentioned,
$5 can get you some apple slices. I'm pretty sure.
Why would I use my $5 on apple slices?
What else are you gonna use it for? How much
a
in this
apple?
World?
Multiple apples.
How much in this world can you get for $5?
Oh, but a lot of stuff.
Not that same
actually,
size. The mini one.
$5.15.
Yeah, and I have $5.50.
You're saying $5. You're
I said $5.50.
You're short.
I said $5.50.
Just saying you said
go five. To the footage because you
just
said five.
You said five.
Because you said five.
Your story's not adding up here.
Hold on.
Oh, he has it with
him.
He's
going for the.
You, so you're carrying your entire life savings in your pocket.
No. Here's 20 cents.
His entire life savings.
I have 20 cents on me. You know, usually you carry about, I don't know, like 5% of what you actually have.
So were you carrying like $5 and like 50 cents? And like they're like, this is $5.15. And you're like, here's
my money. Yeah, like,
here's everything I have.
Take it.
I feel like Denton would be like somebody that like, If you owed him like, or if he owed you like $3, he'd pay it in quarters.
I've done that before.
He has. He lost a golf bet and he brought quarters to pay it off.
I just wouldn't accept it.
Okay, squash boy.
Didn't you lose that to us?
No, we actually won.
Was that the match? Like
no,
there
it was
a
just
lot
a
of
fuller.
Bets.
It was just a fuller. It was me.
Yeah,
and
he did it
fuller
to me.
And we tied.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all should play. So going back to the match, that was a good time.
Yeah, we beat y'all. It was so
It was kind of rigged. Yeah.
We still tied on the day.
If y'all didn't beat us, y'all deserved to like.
Yes, you deserved to not play golf.
Y'all play golf ever again.
We
like, you would have been disgraces
on the day.
I just want to say, I've played you and Brody on a team against just me, and I beat y'all.
We tied.
It was 4-0.
We tied.
All right, well, the specifics of this match was Denton and Brody were a team, and me and Bryce were a team.
Yes.
And Denton and Brody had to just beat me and Bryce in
they
one hole.
They were so cocky.
And one hole out of nine.
Yes, they bet out of nine that we couldn't beat them a single time. So we're like, okay. So first off, that's
well, keep
their
in
fault.
Mind that Denton and Brody
are really
are
good.
Gosh awful at golf.
Okay, well, we're better than Jackson.
This was no, actually, you're not.
Anyway, we're all about the same.
This was though. I haven't been playing that much at this.
Yeah.
Time.
Anyway, that was on them for being that cocky that they didn't think we could win a single hole. So not only did we win, you know, keep in mind they're way better than us. Not only did we win a single hole, we tied on the day.
Okay. See, what happened was though, like when we made the bet, they literally could not hit a ball in the air. But somehow,
we just wanted y'all
like
to...
a week before we did this, Brody magically finds his driver, and he's hitting everything like
perfect
300 right down the fairway.
Well, and Bryce,
I was a putting machine.
Yeah. Bryce showed up,
and me and Connor,
like you did terrible.
You
that
did
day.
Too.
I did
we
not
both
do that
did.
Bad.
Connor, you were
no,
worse.
No. I was supposed to be driving, and you were supposed to be chipping, and we both sucked at our like respective.
No,
parts.
I was chipping fine. I remember this. You were like, I'm quitting after seven. I remember that.
Okay, well maybe you can. You have an all-around game and hit a
shut
something,
up
something
that's
with a
what
free
a team
wood
is
off
for.
The off the tee box.
That's what a team is for. Hey, I found my driver today though.
They
no,
back
he
on
didn't.
This day.
No,
he did. He
left,
did. He did when we were playing. I couldn't hit a driver.
They
to
look
save
back
my life
on this day in anger. Me and Brody look back on this.
Not
day
really.
Joy.
I'm still up $5 on all of you.
There will be a day where the rematch happens.
Oh yeah, we're doing it again.
Yeah, and we'll destroy y'all.
So we're gonna go into our world famous segment,
underrated,
I guess you could say.
Underrated, or vice versa.
Overrated, underrated. Underrated, overrated. However you want to say it. It's, like you said, vice versa.
Underrated, overrated, for sure.
Underrated, overrated?
It's overrated, under.
Overrated,
it's got to be underrated, yeah, overrated.
Yeah, underrated first.
I think it's overrated.
No, it's
actually,
overrated.
Overrated.
Yeah,
it's overrated.
Psychopath if you think it's underrated first.
Yeah,
it's
I agree.
Underrated.
Hold on,
overrated.
Let me say it for myself. Overrated, underrated.
That sounds terrible. Yes.
Underrated, overrated. That sounds better.
Thank you.
Psychopath. It sounds like it's in order. It's in
maybe,
order. You don't go top to bottom.
Maybe we can
top.
Make a poll and officially
or
name
we can
this
go
segment.
Back and listen and figure out that it's overrated, underrated.
Or we can just go back and make a poll, see what our listeners want. Because this is a pod for the people. People for the pod. A pod for the people. Yeah. And so, anyways, we're going to get on with our first topic. I'll go ahead and start for us. Lately, I've been watching this show nonstop since we're in hotels, and it's one of the only shows that's on in every hotel TV, The Office.
The Office.
Can I say properly rated?
Yeah, probably. Yes. That's
properly rated.
Okay. Overrated.
Overrated.
Yeah, watch
it. Sucks.
Yeah, watch it.
Wow.
Okay, sucks. That's
you
what
are
I thought,
lower
but you have to, like,
solid.
Give it, like, a season.
No, I gave it two seasons, and it sucked.
You have to, like,
those
get
are the best
it,
two
though.
Seasons.
Yes. It's the exact same. It's literally
it's
the exact.
Not,
it's the exact same thing with different jokes. It's the exact same thing.
But
the jokes are funny.
This isn't a surprising
but it's
Sean
just
answer.
Boring.
No,
I think
it's not.
It's
I think
boring.
It fits you not liking it.
I watched, like, yeah, that's what I did. I watched, like, a season and a half. I was like, this is stupid. It doesn't, like, connect and, like, flow. I was like, nah, I can't do it. But then I, like, got back into it. Now I've watched it like four times.
Yeah.
So
The Office is single-handedly the greatest TV show of all time, and it's not even close.
I kid you not. I think
that's why
it's
overrated
a little bit
because
on the last
people
episode.
People like you think it's the greatest show when it's not.
It really is.
That's why
though.
It's overrated.
It's so funny.
It's funny, but it's just repetitive.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's
how do you think it's repetitive?
They do something
only
different
watching
every
two
episode.
Seasons.
Yeah.
Because I two seasons, there's like 20 episodes in each season.
What made it, like, what jokes were repetitive?
I didn't say that. I said it's the show. I literally
said
it's different jokes.
Yeah, you could say that for every TV series.
So if it's different jokes, then why is it not, like, fresh in your mind? Like, why don't you, like, love it?
Facts.
What are you
because
saying?
It's the same thing.
What,
it's
the same characters in the same setting. That's every TV show, though.
Just never mind.
Anyways, go against that show.
So the rest of us at this table, the ping pong table, are very high intelligence, and Sean's just not.
Intelligence. So here's my viewpoint. It is a good show. Very good show.
The best show.
I would say it is slightly overrated, but not in a bad way, you know? It's not like you're going to watch this and be like, oh my gosh, this is so overrated. Like, I thoroughly enjoyed the show. It's just a tad bit overrated, but once again, not in a bad way. You know, it's just like if you were to say, like, cake is overrated, like, it's still good. You know, I'll still take some cake.
Well, see, that's kind of how I am. Like, it's one of my favorite shows ever. Again, I've watched it, like, 4 times over. But I think there's so much, like, so many people out there that love it so much that it's just properly
rated. Okay, you say that,
but it's just properly rated.
When do you hear people talk about The Office?
Oh, literally, our 8th grade year, we talked about it every single day.
Yeah, I see.
I
see people wearing Dunder Mifflin shirts everywhere.
That's me, though. I'm talking about other people.
I see, like, Dunder Mifflin shirts all the time.
When do you ever hear about The Office?
I have a Dunder Mifflin shirt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I see people, like, wearing Dunder Mifflin and, like, stuff like that.
Okay. My dad has a Dunder Mifflin cup.
There you go.
Maybe like best once boss. Every 1,000 people you see.
Connor, we gave like 8 different examples, and you're like, no, more.
It's like English teachers when you write an essay. I need more.
But why?
But see, I think it's underrated because of the people like Sean. I feel like there's a very
it's not underrated. Yeah.
I think there's a very high population that don't respect the great art.
Don't respect Michael Scott.
They don't respect the great art that was put into making this amazing show.
Well, see, I think 99% of people thoroughly enjoy The Office to the point where they're like really big fans of it. So I think it's properly rated because like I'm a big fan. So for me, like I would. It's hard to explain. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, like, but like.
Like, I like, love the show, but, like, I feel like everyone loves the show, so it's properly rated. You know what I'm saying?
Did you not just hear Sean spill?
Sean's dumb.
Sean just said it was repetitive.
Anyways.
I said 99%.
I can be that 1%.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with it.
He stands with it. That's all right. That's the point of overrated, underrated. Or underrated, overrated.
It's overrated and underrated.
We'll figure it out next episode. We'll make a poll.
Definitely underrated.
You're
overrated.
So dumb.
Right. Next topic.
I'll go next.
Next topic.
It's like saying last first instead of
overrated,
first last.
Underrated LeBron James.
Overrated.
I'm going to say overrated.
So overrated.
He's not better than Jordan, but underrated.
How is that even possible? He's the automatic
he's the
number two, so where is he
underrated? I don't know. I want to say properly rated, but I don't. I can't figure out if it's underrated or overrated. Because, like, the people that think that he's better than Jordan, overrated.
I think
most people now think he's better than Jordan.
Yeah, that's...
I wouldn't say most.
I wouldn't say
most. Most people our age think he's better than Jordan.
Well, yeah, it's because that's who they see. That's,
exactly.
That's who they grow up seeing.
It's called a recency bias.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but if they watched... one of the 10 episodes
but
of
every,
The Last Dance.
Like, pretty much everyone...
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
most people that saw both of them play would say MJ.
Yeah. Oh, like, my dad said, like, it's not even close. He said, like, it's just, it's stupid. Like, it's Jordan, and it's not even close.
Well, it basically goes, if you grew up watching
Jordan,
you say Jordan.
Jordan had the
up.
Flu and could barely stand and got 35 points.
And
LeBron, that's ridiculous.
And LeBron gets poked in the eye.
LeBron gets poked in the eye and has to complain about it all his post-game press conference about it.
So, yeah, there's my answer. Points. Overrated. Right there. LeBron, overrated. Yeah,
absolutely. Overrated. I think MJ played in a much rougher, more physical time period when he was smaller-ish.
Yeah.
And LeBron's this huge physical guy in a time period where basketball's soft.
So LeBron would have done good back in the day.
No, because he's
he's soft.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He gets touched and he starts complaining.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas, I think it was either Dennis Rodman.
People literally just throw punches and then turn around and keep playing.
It was either Dennis Rodman or Scottie Pippen, but one of the two said that MJ would average like 50 a game in the NBA now.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the game changes. Like,
then you still
you
think it's underrated, or he's underrated?
Who?
Then.
Yeah, I mean, I still think MJ's better, but after thoroughly watching, LeBron is kind of like Tom Brady in the fact that even if it's not his play, he just goes to places that win. Like
he's the reason they win, though.
I realize I'm a Celtics fan.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm a Celtics fan. We got eliminated by the Cavs like 3 years in a row, and it's just teams LeBron are on. It's just hard to. It's hard to eliminate him, whether that's
unless you're the Suns.
Yeah, I was about to say. I'd also like to point out he has by far the best team in the NBA and got put out in the first round this year.
Anthony Davis was hurt, so it's really just him.
Not during the playoffs.
Yeah, he got hurt. He missed like the last game. No, he missed like the last.
It was like the last game. He went out in like the first quarter. I think you're wrong.
Also, LeBron's 36.
When did Jordan retire? Jordan retired early.
Yeah, he retired earlier than that.
Well,
either way, I think that LeBron's greatness in, like, number-wise and stuff is underrated, but, like, in the whole scheme of, like, player for player, like, I feel like people talk about LeBron and Jordan so much that guys like Magic and, like, Oscar Robertson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, they get completely overlooked.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, they were Wilt Chamberlain. They did some amazing.
Anyone that's not MJ or LeBron,
yeah, it's like it's like let's see, you have LeBron, you have Jordan, LeBron, and a bunch of nobodies.
Kobe, Kareem,
exactly. That's how it should be. That's how it should be. They should be in the discussion, but they're not.
Because there's so much like distance between MJ and LeBron, and then the rest of everyone else.
Yes,
that they're just not in the conversation.
Exactly.
No one even cares. No one cares about third place.
Yeah. Third place is just a second loser.
Kobe.
Yeah. All right, next. First loser. Can't even come in first and losing.
Next topic.
All right, I'll get the next topic. Pringles. Shout out Jacob, our athletic trainer.
Pringles?
Pringles.
Oh, which flavor?
No, just Pringles.
Just Pringles as a
original.
Whole. We'll do it.
Pringles as a whole. Let's do
just like Pringles any, as a whole.
Oh, okay.
Like just the whole company. Like just Pringles.
Just Pringles.
Underrated.
Overrated.
I'm going to say underrated.
Wait, hold up. Now that I'm thinking about this, we've done this before.
We haven't done Pringles.
No, we haven't.
I don't know why I think we've done this before, but I feel like we've done this
before. I feel like
we've
done a type of chip before, but I don't know. I don't think it's been Pringles.
I say underrated because there's so many different flavors, and they're all smack.
Yeah, they're so good.
They're all smack. Like, there's no flavor that you get except for maybe, like, sour cream and onion because that's disgusting.
Well, oh, my. That's the best one.
That's
the
one of
the
best ones. That's disgusting. But other than that, there's nothing that you can go wrong with.
Like barbecue, sour cream, and onion are the only two that I would like.
Even like pizza flavored.
The pizza was
pizza
good.
Flavored.
So good.
Ranch.
Yeah.
Ranch is good.
Ranch. I don't even like ranch, but ranch is good.
I don't know. I still think the original, I feel like, is just so bad that it just.
Originals are not bad.
The good one.
Yeah. They're nice and salty.
Yeah.
It's good stuff right there.
Yeah. Why are they just so hard to get out of the can?
That's true.
They
got giant hands, bro, and I'm trying to stuff them down in there. I'm like, I can't even reach.
And then you have to grab a single one.
You do the little scissors with your hands, and like the little tweezers or something.
Yeah, you grab like five, or you grab one or two.
And then they start breaking, and all the crumbs go down to the bottom.
Dude.
Yeah. See, at that point, it's just annoying. It's not even worth getting Pringles.
That's true. Well, that's why you start having
Pringles are the only chip that fills it to the top.
Are you trying to figure
that is true?
That's a good point.
Denton's over here listening to past episodes.
That is true.
If we said
that is a good thing about the container.
I swear, I think we've done it before.
That is a good thing about the container, though, that they fill it to the top. Like bags, there's so much air in there that's like.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm not looking for Pringles. I'm looking to see that it's overrated, underrated, so that Connor's wrong twice.
All right, anyways, while you're looking for that, we'll go to the next topic. So, Bryce, do you have one?
Take her over.
My underrated, overrated topic, underrated, overrated, is bacon. It's thoroughly.
We already did bacon.
What?
Maybe if you listen to the episode.
If you listen
to the
podcast.
We did bacon.
What's that ruined? Note to self.
Well, definitely over.
Get guests on that listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
I got four.
So after looking back at the tape and the film and everything else, it didn't figure it out that the segment we are doing right now is actually called?
Overrated, underrated.
And that was what was said in the very first episode.
I would like to say, I don't care what you said the first episode. It should still be underrated.
Yeah.
You don't listen to the episodes. I don't care. Connor, your forehead's big. I don't care.
So maybe we'll still have the poll, and if they want to officially change the name, they can change the name.
It should be
underrated.
But for now, we're sticking with overrated. Underrated.
I'm looking at
it. It's a sequential thing.
Two.
When you think about it, it just makes sense.
I guarantee you've said underrated, overrated.
We
before,
didn't.
Too.
We
at didn't. Some point, I may have.
Probably said both.
To have
I've
big ears, you sure
underrated.
Don't listen very
never
well.
In my life.
Because I'm not a
underrated, fan. Overrated.
So, since Denton and Bryce couldn't think of a topic, and they're too intellectually
woohoo
dumb to figure out a topic,
too intellectually dumb,
we're going to go straight into our next part of the episode, and it's actually some big news that the guys got this past week, I guess. So on June 26th, so today's the 15th, so not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday, if any of you know what the Highland Games are, Highland Games are their events that are held in spring and summer in Scotland and other countries. They kind of like test people's strength in certain competitions. It's a really cool event that's put on every year. And they're very, very big. And actually, we got a call from a very good guy. And he said that he is making his own little Highland Games Festival here in Lebanon, Tennessee. It's called the Backyard Rebellion Highland Games Festival. The address for it is 415 Palmer Road. We will make sure to put out more information for y'all with promo videos and everything like that coming up. But we just want to go ahead and let y'all know about it, so y'all had a heads up for next Saturday. We know we're gonna be there. It's $10 per car, so make sure y'all load up and head over there. It's gonna be a really, really cool event. If y'all don't really know or want a deeper understanding of what the Highland Games are, there are thousands and thousands of videos on YouTube about it. We're gonna try to pack up the old ping pong table, I think, and head over there.
Road trip.
First road trip, and yeah, we're looking forward to it, and we'll make sure to get y'all more information as the days go on, and we get more information as well. So
we're very excited to potentially record our first outside podcast,
live podcast too.
Yeah, live outside, not so live podcast.
Not so live. Who knows? Maybe we can get.
Maybe we'll compete.
Compete.
Oh yeah,
I'm saying
throw some boulders. You know,
if, flip a pole. Table. You know they wear the kilts. So
I've seen them out there.
I could definitely see Denton in a kilt.
Like I was like going to Ian's one day, and I just saw a bunch of grown men in like skirts, and I was like, "What is happening?"
Yeah, see, I want to wear a kilt very badly.
Yeah, it is.
If I still had my ginger beard,
and I want to play it in back.
Yeah. Yes, there will be some of like the best competitors in the world, like the people that have like trained their entire lives to this. They will be there, and it'll be really cool. And let's just make sure we make it as deep as possible. Like it'd be a really cool event. I'm sure everybody will love it. And so, yeah, we'll make sure to get more information. It's an all-day event, by the way, so we'll make sure to get y'all more information as time goes on. So with that being said, I think we're going to wrap up episode 11 here of 615 Guys, the number one podcast recorded on a ping pong table. Bryce, thank you for coming on, being our newest guest.
Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. Thanks for not standing us up this time.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm glad you didn't have homework
this is like
over
the third
summer.
Time. Third time's a charm.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe there'll be another time. I expect to see you at the Highland Games.
Okay.
Maybe we'll have a live audience again. You know, like we had that one episode with Jody. Maybe we'll shock Jody again.
Maybe we can shock some of the competitors.
Speaking of, he got a stronger dog collar.
Are you serious?
Ooh. Yeah. It's like
two.
It's like
part two. Part two.
Yeah. Maybe. Might have to.
Maybe if y'all run the views up, we can maybe see if Jody can get a part
two. Yeah, maybe we'll have him on.
Second episode on YouTube.
Medical waivers and everything.
But like you said, you gotta share if you want
to. Hey, man, I ain't do this for nothing, man. Y'all just share. You know, man, I like these boys right here. And you know, man, you share.
There you go. But until then, we gotta get those views up. So that's part of the whole 615 Guys summer takeover. We're looking forward to it. We're excited.
Lots of views and stickers.
Absolutely. We love stickers.
DM us.
If you want stickers,
DM us for DM 615 us. Guys stickers. How much are they?
Uno
free.
Dollar.
They're free now.
We're giving them out.
We're giving
okay.
a discount.
We're giving them out.
Black discount. Black Friday shopping.
People
yeah,
like
maybe.
That don't have money.
They're 100% off.
Yeah.
On the clearance aisle.
So actually, before we wrap up this episode, we were in Georgia the other day, and 615 Guys stickers were everywhere.
Yeah.
Of course.
We may or may not have put them on polls, but they were everywhere. So if you're ever in Georgia, like by the Bray Stadium or anywhere else in Georgia, like a mall, and you see a 615 Guys sticker,
that's us.
It's because we're worldwide now.
Yeah,
we're summer worldwide.
Worldwide.
Georgia.
By worldwide, you mean Lebanon, Tennessee,
and Georgia.
And Atlanta. Hey, but soon, that takeover will be
everywhere. It'll be like L61050 Geizo.
Who knows? Maybe we'll take the road trip to Scotland.
El Seis Uno Cinco.
We'll take a 615 guys trip to Scotland to see the actual, like, the big time Highland Games.
That'd be
games.
Hard. Yeah, that'd awesome. Be cool.
It's going to happen. That'd be dope. One day. But until then, get the views up. We'll see you guys. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, everything else that has to do with social media, @615guys.
615guys out.
See you.